Chapter 12. The Voice and Discipline of Execution, that is, Aligning Goals and Systems for Results. Henry Emerson Fosdick once said, "No horse gets anywhere until it is harnessed. No steam or gas ever drives anything until it is confined. No Niagara is ever turned into light and power until it is tunneled. No life ever grows great until it is focused, dedicated, disciplined." Here is the myth of the role of alignment in executing. You can train and reward independence and expect people to act cooperatively and interdependently. That's the old paradigm. The reality is, doing that is like trying to play tennis with a golf club, or having an analog mind in a digital world. Organizational structures and systems that encourage and reward independence and competition produce an independent culture. Water what you want to grow. When you train for and reward cooperation and interdependence, you get interdependent behavior. That is the new paradigm. So the first alternative to the aligning role of leadership would be to believe that the personal modeling of an individual is sufficient to keep an organization on a path of healthy growth. The second alternative would be to believe that by continuously communicating the vision and strategy that you've carefully and intentionally developed, you will be able to achieve your goals as an organization. Structure and systems are of secondary importance. The third alternative would be to first use both personal moral authority and formal authority to create systems that will formalize or institutionalize your strategy and the principles embodied in your shared vision and values. And second, to create cascading goals throughout the organization that are aligned with your shared vision, values, and strategic priorities. And third, to adjust and align yourself to regular feedback you receive from the marketplace and the organization on how well you are meeting needs and delivering value, which is one of the systems. If you say you value cooperation, you reward cooperation, not competition. If you say you value all stakeholders, you regularly gather information on all stakeholders and use it for realigning. In short, you water what you want to grow. The first role of leadership, modeling principle-centered living and leadership, creates and inspires trust. Pathfinding, the second role of leadership, creates shared vision and order without demanding them. But now the critical question becomes, how do we execute both values and strategy consistently without relying on the formal leader's continuing presence to keep everyone going in the right direction? The answer is the third role of leadership, aligning. That is, designing and executing systems and structures that reinforce the core values and the highest strategic priorities of the organization, which were selected in the pathfinding process. Consider the current structures, systems, and processes in your organization. Do they enable people to execute top priorities, or do they create roadblocks in doing so? Are they consistent with the organization's espoused values? It is the responsibility of leadership to remove obstacles, not create them. Yet the process of alignment requires a deep and humble examination of self and many sacred cow organizational systems and structures.